And with our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by Pella Christian's leading scorer in the season opener, Chloe Snyder. 16 points in Pella Christian's 70-19 win over Davis County. Chloe, just starting off here, how good does it feel to get a win here to open up the season?
It's a really good feeling. I'm glad we started off really well. I do think we have a lot more places we can go, but I'm glad that we were able to get a good start.
Well, and looking at that first quarter a little bit, Davis County, you held them scoreless there. You forced a ton of turnovers. It ended up being 14 in total by our calculation in the first half there. Defensively, what do you feel like you guys did really well in that opening quarter to really affect the way that they wanted to play?
Yeah, we've been working on staying in our gap to try and help others when people are driving. So I think we did really well. However, when we keep going further in the game, we got a little sloppy on the low. But that is something we need to work on for Montezuma.
And we're going to touch on that going into Montezuma and some of those games coming up here down the stretch. But just looking at that second quarter, too, you know, you mentioned that you kind of let them get a little bit of a run there. And I know Coach Foudy even called a timeout, which is not something he does a lot, right? But, you know, just wanted to get things kind of cleaned up. What was kind of that message there in that second quarter that he was telling you guys to just kind of encourage you to rewrite that script a little bit and not allow them to get any momentum going into halftime?
Yeah, so he knows we can just do better, and he said we started off really well. We are just getting tired. You know, it's the first game of the season, so he just says we need to, if we're tired, we have plenty of people on the bench who are just as good, and he can put them in.
And let's talk offensively here a little bit, too, because you guys were really firing on all cylinders on the offensive side of things, and it wasn't just one person. You know, we mentioned you had 16 points, but there was also two other players in double figures, another two that had 9 points apiece. Just a great overall balanced offensive attack. What do you feel like you guys did well on offense to kind of jumpstart the way that you started out the season here?
Yeah, I think we did well at driving and passing out to the easy pass instead of trying to get it down into the post when it's not working. We also did, once again, really well at trying to get it into the post, but when they pass it out, try to go back in because that's what Coach says. That's usually when they're open the most. So I just say we did a really good job at being selfless and passing to the person with the open shot.
And once again, we're talking to Chloe Snyder, sophomore guard for the Penlight Christian girls basketball team following a 70-19 win over Davis County there. In the second half, too, you know, it could have been really easy. You had that big, comfortable lead to just kind of coast in the second half. You guys didn't do that. You really kind of ramped up the pressure, even applying some full court pressure to work on some of that stuff. What was kind of the mentality coming out of the break to make sure that you didn't just kind of relax, knowing that you've got some tough games coming up as well?
During the second half, we try to say that it's 0-0. Whether we're up or we're down, we start fresh and we come back just as hard as the first quarter.
That's a great mentality to have, too. We just talk about the balance, too, that this team had. I mentioned lots of girls getting involved in the scoring today. I think all but one or two girls that were on the floor today got in the scorebook with points this afternoon. And just having that kind of balance and having this group that can score basically anywhere on the floor, how much easier does that make life for each one of you knowing that you don't have to shoulder the whole load of the offense?
Yeah, we put a lot of trust in each other to take the right shot and to be confident in themselves to shoot that ball because we don't need just three people shooting three-pointers. We know that everybody on the court can shoot from all three levels.
And looking back to last year just a little bit too, this team is still relatively young, but a lot of experience brought back from last year too. For yourself here as a sophomore, and I know it's just one game into your sophomore year, how do you feel like last year has kind of helped you coming into this season, knowing what you're going to be facing later on this year as well as even today, just getting more comfortable here at the varsity level?
Yeah, so last year was a good year, but I'm glad we were able to start off harder. We worked hard throughout the entire season to be ready for these games, and we've worked hard on knowing what Davis County is presenting to the court so we can better defend them and score against them.
Absolutely, and in year number two for you as well, Coach Foudy in his second season here with the program as well, how beneficial was that coming in, knowing that you kind of had an expectation as to what to expect from the coaches and things like that in practices and their expectations come game time?
Yeah, I'm really glad we have our coach coming back out. It was a great feeling because there was a rumor that he was going to coach boys basketball, but that rumor was settled pretty quickly. But knowing how he plans practices was a great thing, but we are definitely working a lot harder than we did last year to be better than we were last year, yeah.
But he's a great coach, and I'm sure a very fun coach to play for as well, too. But, you know, you mentioned Montezuma coming up, and then Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont after Thanksgiving break there, knowing that you've got some tough games ahead. What are some of those areas that you kind of think that you'll be working on here in some practices leading up to those games to just really take your game to the next level?
Yeah, so before every game, we have boxes that we need to check off, and sadly, we were not able to get one, which was get to the free throw line 15 times. We got it 14, but so definitely driving instead of just shooting the three-pointer all the time and following into contact. We had a good turnover assist ratio, but we're always trying to turn it down. Yeah, just our defense being able to stay strong throughout the entire four quarters. So, yeah, there's a lot we can work on.
I'll give you one final question here, too, because I know that you got your friends here who are giving you a hard time. But, you know, for a Saturday, too, season opener, I know that the expectation was that you were to come in and be able to get the win. But to see the crowd you guys had here today, it was a great crowd. What can you say just to have that kind of fanfare here to start out the season on a busy Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I was actually really surprised, and I felt a lot of pride knowing that our girls' basketball audience is growing, that we're becoming better so that we can get some more audience from just on a Saturday, because, you know, a lot of people have things to do on Saturday. So
very true. Chloe, appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on the season opening win. Looking forward to seeing the rest of the season here for the girls and potentially some more conversations down the road here.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Chloe Snyder, the leading scorer for Pella Christian in a season opening 70-19 win over Davis County here.